Thanks for tuning in to The Revolution with Jim and Trav, talking whitetail essentials.
These are elusive and powerful forces we're dealing with.
Now, kicking off another two-parter with Mark Drury, co-host of Drury's 13, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, and Bo Madness, Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, both seen on Outdoor Channel. Brought to you by Yamaha's proven off-road ATVs and side-by-side vehicles. Check them out at yamahamotorsports.com. This is part one.
Hey, we're back. If you're just joining us, you missed old Christian Berg. He was the editor, and is the editor, of Peterson's Bow Hunting Magazine.
That's right. Just now being joined by the Antler Kingpin. That is Mr. Mark Drury, the co-host, Bo Madness of Drury's 13, Bo seen on Outdoor Channel. Drury's 13, that is Tuesdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and Bo Madness, Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, again, Outdoor Channel, and they have the all-new DeerCast out. Mr. Mark, how's it going, buddy?
Oh, man, I'm so great, guys. Thank you so much for having me on today. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, now the thing is, we're right in the middle of October. Okay, we couldn't get any more middle than this week. Now, what things are going on that you see out there in the deer woods?
You know, they're still coming to greenfields pretty good, but I am starting to see the bucks, as they often do, this middle part of October, what is typically called the lull. They'll often stop coming to green, and they go into almost the October swell. And they go into this period with one look, and they exit out the other side, coming out looking like a Brahma bull. And their testosterone's really starting to rocket up, you know, and everything swells on them, their neck, their body, everything. I mean, they literally look like they gained 50 pounds, when in reality, it's just they're puffed up with testosterone. And they're ready. They're preparing for the rut ahead. So this time of year, when the acorns are dropping and that October swell is occurring, it can sometimes take those bucks that you were getting great trail cameras of and make them nocturnal.
Oh, man, that's crazy. You know, what's so neat is, you know, we've talked to you and Mr. Terry so many times, and you guys are so analytical. You're like scientists when it comes to deer hunting. And when you came out with Drury's 13 and you broke it down in the 13 phases, and then you have the app that came out that, you know, follows those same parameters. Right now, we're just have entered into the third phase of the 13 phases. Is that correct?
That's correct. The October lull. You know, and one of the ways we identified that was my birthday is the 13th of October. And for 30 years, I've hunted on my birthday through some of the best cold fronts you could possibly imagine. Also bad weather. But I remember distinctly, we'd be seeing bucks from the start of the season in early October, right through about the 11th or 12th, and then boom, it would just shut off like a light switch. And I said, you know what? I think my birthday is the start of the October lull. And that has rang true. It never fails. Every year, they just kind of go in a hole, and then they don't usually exit back out of that hole unless weather is absolutely perfect until the latter part of October. But it can be a tough time of the year.
Yeah, now another caveat for this time of the year, if you notice this past weekend, we had a hunter's moon. I'm talking about a big, bright, full moon. Does that change the patterns at all?
I think it really affects daylight activity. Anytime you look at the moon cycle over the 28 days, the time of the month that I see the least amount of daylight activity, or at least the abbreviated daylight activity, is in and around the dark of the moon. The 5 days that precede new moon and 5 days that follow the new moon. And I think it is optimized daylight activity during the full moon. The 5 days that precede it are often really good in the afternoons. The 5 days that follow it can oftentimes be very good in the morning. What is left is about 8 days in the center part of the moon cycle that are just, you know, they're okay. They're not bad. They're not great. They're just decent days.
All right. Now, during this third phase, Mr. Mark, do you think weather trumps moon phase or not?
I think weather trumps moon phase regardless of the time of year.
Really?
March, August, October, December. You know, deer are slaves to their stomach. And what accelerates their hunger or their drive for food or decelerates it is weather or the threat of weather coming. So weather trumps moon in all cases, in my opinion.
Yeah. Now, earlier this year, we were just inundated with rains and so forth, flooding like there in Missouri and wherever. Now, the fact of the matter is, it's been dry for a while, hasn't it?
It hasn't been here in northern Missouri. We're still muddy. But in other parts like southeast Missouri, where my family is from, they've been quite dry, so it just depends where you're at. But we're still wet here.
Yeah, as they say in Missouri, his people.
His people. Mr. Mark Drury, the co-host, Bo Mattis, Drury 13, Bo seen on Outdoor Channel. Plus, you can always go back and pick up previous seasons and episodes with the My Outdoor TV app. Now, when it comes to DeerCast, you know, every part of the country is different. Can you kind of tweak the DeerCast app to fit the cycles, the weather patterns, everything in your neck of the woods? Or does it already calibrate for that area?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great point, and I appreciate you asking that question. We created an algorithm that's based around 13 different weather variables, and it you can look at these variables on a day-in and day-out basis. We put them all into an algorithm that will then give you a prediction for your area. All right, so some of the feedback we got last year, guys were like, you know, it was pretty accurate, but it was a little too optimistic for my area. Other people said, you know what, it was pretty accurate, but it wasn't optimistic enough. So we came out with a tool this year called DeerCast Custom, where the user actually gets control of the algorithm, and then they can increase the pessimism or increase the optimism within the algorithm to, in hindsight, custom tailor the app to the sightings that they're actually seeing. In other words, if DeerCast gives you a prediction of the day for good, consistently it says good, you know, 5 or 6 days in a row, when in reality you're out there and it's great, you can go into custom, turn it on, and bump it up to where you accurize the algorithm, because they're still going to react the same to weather variables. Just how well they react or how poorly they react to the weather variables, you may have to customize a little bit. But people are really raving over that feature. They love it.
Does the app, because, you know, a lot of guys and gals, trail cameras are huge. Everyone is putting them out. You guys are huge proponents of them. Can you use them in unison, your trail cameras, with this app for better placement, time of day, so on and so forth? I mean, outside of just putting on your boots and grabbing your bow or rifle and going out and hunting, this app will help us in so many different areas, avenues, right?
It really will. I mean, it's going to give you a distinct advantage in that you're going to have a heads up. Hey, there's a great day coming in 3 days, because it'll show you. It'll show you a 5-day, 10-day deer cast. And if you see that its movement's about to get really good because of the weather influencers, you couple that with the information that you're garnering from your cameras, whether it's a chip type camera, whether it's a cell camera, where you're getting information on a daily basis. And I mean, you can get pretty dadgum lethal, because it'll tell you when to be in the woods. And more importantly, it'll tell you when to stay out of the woods and not pressure your area. And I think that's the distinct advantage that DeerCast offers.
You bet. Hey, Mark, we got to take a break. Can you stick around?
Absolutely. Would love to.
All right. Hey, we have been talking with Mark Drury. We got part two coming up right after this.
That's right. Make sure you catch Drury's 13 Tuesdays, 10 p.m. Eastern time on Outdoor Channel, and Bo Mattis Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Again, Outdoor Channel, previous seasons and episodes with My Outdoor TV app. Now, Mr. Mark, to learn more about you guys, the DeerCast app, Bo Mattis, Drury's 13, Critical Mass, everything you have going on, where can we find you online, buddy?
Just go to DruryOutdoors.com. You can check us out at Drury Outdoors on Facebook, Drury Outdoors on Instagram, and we now have a desktop version of DeerCast at DeerCast.com.
Ooh. All right, this has been brought to you by Yamaha's proven off-road ATVs and side-by-side vehicles. Hop online, check them out, YamahaMotorsports.com. Part two with
Mark Drury right after this.
Don't go anywhere.
Come listen to a story about some boars I know. They hunt and fish a lot and have a funny show. They love this great land, happy to be free.
Yahoo!
Give it up for Trav and Papa Jim B.
Don't move. The Revolution with Jim and Trav will return right after these important messages.